Welcome back, everybody. It's time once again for another episode of Let's Talk Real Estate, your weekly BS with Barry Saywitz about the current commercial real estate market here in Southern California, as we take a no BS look at both sides from the man who's been on both sides, Barry Saywitz. Hey, Barry.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thanks. We're back here again to talk a little more real estate. Before we get going, I want to do today's shout out to all of our first responders, police officers, firefighters, and especially on a day like today here in Southern California where it is blustery and storming, all those school crossing guards who are out there in the cold and the rain just taking a beating. Thank you for doing what you do on a daily basis. We do appreciate it, and you are sometimes underappreciated but not forgotten for sure. Good morning, and let's talk real estate. With me today is the editor-in-chief of the Orange County Business Journal, Mark Muller, a longtime Orange County resident. And the reason we wanted Mark on the show is because he has his finger on the pulse, we hope, of the business community and what's going on around us. Welcome this morning, Mark.
Good morning, Barry. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, great. So, as I mentioned, I mean, I am a longtime reader and participant in the Orange County Business Journal. And to me, I look at the Business Journal as really having its finger on the pulse of the business community, which then feeds ultimately back to the real estate. But in terms of the movers and the shakers and the comers and the goers, really you find out about it in the Business Journal, and it's really a centerpiece for the business community.
Thank you. Good to hear. We pride ourselves on being part of the community, part of the business community, or community of business is our tagline. We want to see area businesses succeed. We want to see companies grow. We want to see people do well. We love to point out, you know, these great stories are happening right in our backyard all the time. You couldn't ask for a better market to cover than Orange County.
Yeah, and the business environment here, I mean, I'm from the Midwest. You're from back east. We've both been here a long time. And like myself, you've seen Orange County really grow and blossom and expand and diversify over the years.
Right.
And today, really no different.
It's an amazing change. I moved out here 2004 from Washington, D.C. I had never heard of the city of Irvine at the time when I moved out here.
I used to use it when I was driving from San Diego to L.A. I would stop to use the restroom at Irvine, and that's all I do.
I was looking at like a YouTube video of like San Juan Capistrano, and I saw these old roads. I was like, are the roads even paved in Orange County? I had no idea what I was walking into when I moved out here, but thank goodness I did. It's just an amazing area of just entrepreneurship and just new businesses, new ideas, creativity.
You go back east or you go to the Midwest, I mean, you go to the neighborhoods that you grew up in, and they look the same. The houses, to me, still look a little smaller for some reason, but I always notice, I would go away for vacation, I'd come back, there'd be a new street, there'd be a new light, there'd be a new building that got built, and I'd say, where the heck did that come from?
It's so fast. I live in Irvine. You go down Irvine Boulevard, every month there's just more homes, building, you know, more roads. It's just fascinating to see the evolution of this area.
And I believe, I'm curious as to your input, but the business owners who have their businesses here, or where they're a part of the community or a part of the demographic area of Southern California, they then themselves locate here, and then as they grow, you wind up seeing employees migrate to be closer to where the job is.
If you're an executive, do you want to work in downtown LA? Do you want to, you know, maybe you do, maybe you want to be in San Francisco, but most people, they like Orange County. They like being near the beach where it's, you know, schools are better and the traffic's not quite as bad. It's bad, but housing costs are high, but it could be worse. It could be Silicon Valley. And you see the, you know, executives saying, I'm going to put my company here, and the employees will find the employees here because the employment base here, it's a fantastic, fantastic.
And over time, you wind up seeing really technical businesses and higher end businesses located here, which then attracts higher end employees, which then buy homes, which then just fuels the overall economy.
Yeah, there's some great clusters here, and it's, you know, the restaurant industry is obviously a home here. Electric vehicles, it's going to be the big driver for Orange County for the next few years. The hub is right here in Orange County right now. It's, you know, we have a $100 billion company, Rivian, that no one had heard of 2 years ago, and now they're You know, they're the darling of Wall Street, and they have, you know, Ford and GM and all these other companies, established car companies, shaking their heads like, how do we beat these guys?
Yeah, and so there's so many of those stories in Orange County of businesses that started in incubator space with 1,000 square feet of office space and then wind up taking multiple buildings. Yeah. And you see them even just around us here around the UCI campus.
Yeah, yeah. It's even, you know, some, they come and they go. You know, we're sitting here in an office that Broadcom used to use, and now it, you know, they've moved on. They're all downsized, but we have Skyworks, a huge chip company right down the street. We have fintechs like Acorns right here in this campus. It's there's always someone that will come along. If a company leaves or moves town, there's five more ready to go.
And even you look at the university, right? UCI, if you rewind 20 years, right? There was maybe 10 buildings, and now it is a full-blown campus.
It's a full-blown campus, and good luck trying to get in there if you're a kid. It's hard.
Yeah, I know it firsthand. And you look at the, you know, over 100,000 applicants to try and get into the school from all over the world.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just a local place to go to school anymore.
It's established. We're doing a story this week on, you know, it's a large Chinese medical device company. They're putting their U.S. hub here in Irvine because tell someone in China you have a base in Irvine that there's clout here.
Yeah, and so let's rewind back a little bit. I don't want to focus on COVID too much because we keep talking about it, and I'm kind of sick of it, and it's not going away, and we're just going to have to make the best of it. But let's rewind 12, 18 months ago. Right. Really, you guys are dealing with the businesses. Everybody's struggling. Most people shut down, partially shut down, trying to figure it out. What is the story today that you're hearing versus what you were hearing a year ago?
Oh, I mean, the resilience is obvious. There was just the pivot. Everyone had to figure out how to make their business work, how to adapt, how to change things. And there wasn't much, you know, doom and gloom and like, woe is me. It was like, okay, we're going to figure this out. We're going to change our operations. If we have to have our workers work from home, we're going to work from home. If we have to put computers in their houses, we'll do that. But people found a way. And I was preparing for the worst, you know, as the editor. I don't like writing those headlines that, you know, companies are going out of business and laying off. And the first month there was that. But then pretty quickly people figured it out and they started, you know, finding PPE, you know, things or, you know, medical devices or different kinds of healthcare technology. All of a sudden there's opportunity and Orange County is nothing but an entrepreneurial area.
And I think that speaks to the diversity of the business base here in Orange County. One of the things that I was just really surprised with when I first moved and started doing business here was all the different kinds of companies. Mm-hmm. It's not like, hey, there's a row of chip manufacturers or there's a row of law firms. Yeah. Every block or every building is just something different. Mm-hmm. You go to places in the Midwest and it's the same sort of old school type of companies.
Yeah, it's not a one company town. Maybe the Irvine company town, but there's a lot going on here, and it really helped us, I think, during the last year. Obviously, hospitality tourism, that took a hit, and it's still one reason the job growth here hasn't quite been as good as the rest of the state, but it's slowly improving now that things are opening up again. And the general consensus is by the end of next year, Orange County employment will be pretty close to pre-COVID. And pretty close to the average in California. So,
and I think you see a lot of people that either were laid off or furloughed or had to rethink their own job now looking at different opportunities, maybe in a different industry or different career path. And the good news is the diversity here gives people the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, it's they see, you know, reading our paper and like, oh my gosh, this company is building satellites to put into space. I want to help with it. How do I was working at the chip company, but now I want to help with like the Virgin Galactic help, you know, put spaceships in tourism. And it's like there's so many more opportunities, I think, to try different things. So if you're entrepreneurial, this is, you know, why not take a chance now?
Well, let's shift gears for a second, because you talk about I'm a small business owner. The job market really sort of an anomaly to what it was a year ago. People companies laying off people left and right. Now you can't find them to hire.
Year and a half ago, 3.5% unemployment in Orange County. at the very worst of COVID, 14%. That was about a month or two. Then it went down pretty quickly. We're around 6% now, and it's projected to be, you know, maybe around 5, a little up that next year. So,
and I think you have a lot of those people that are out of work either because they want to be out of work, because there are still, I mean, I talked to plenty of business owners and clients of ours that are just struggling to find people.
It's the hardest thing right now. It's finding good people is the challenge right now. Are they here? Or do you want to, you know, can you get them to attract them to come to Orange County if they're living somewhere which isn't as expensive to live? That's the challenge. If you're a restaurant owner, for example, or, you know, a construction company, it can be a challenge finding people.
Yeah, and then let's sort of dovetail that into the real estate market. Yeah. We'll tie it in a little bit. So the real estate market, and we've had guests on from all different walks of life, industrial, office, apartments, hospitality, and everybody's picture is that the market is hot in general, right? The office market's still struggling to come back a little bit, but the rest of it, really off the charts. And everybody that we've had on the show, whether someone gave them a couple of bucks before they come in to pitch it or not, has basically said, look, the expectation is that going forward into 2022, it will continue to be on the up and up. We are not going backwards. We are not necessarily flattening out. And so with that said, I think that dovetails back to the cost of not only commercial real estate, but the cost of residential real estate. You have apartments, you have home prices all on the up and up.
Yeah, I never try to make projections on the real estate prices because you never know what's going to happen. But how much further can go up? It's like, how much more can a house, like a three-bedroom house in Irvine cost or anywhere?
And you have to ask yourself, at what point does it level out, right? And so I get asked questions all the time. Well, when's it going to, you know, flatten, or when's it going to be a bubble? Maybe I should wait. And the problem is, and we've talked about it before, if you bought something a couple of years ago, you're a hero. If you locked in a lease rate a couple of years ago, you're a hero. And, you know, nobody knew then that it would continue to go where it went. I think the issue, though, is it continues to get more expensive to be in Orange County. And part of the reason is that people still want to come, right? I mean, and they're coming, like you say, whether it's from China, whether it's from other areas in the country. They want to be here, whether it's the weather, whether it's the diversity or all the other things that Orange County has to offer.
It's, I mean, if you live in Silicon Valley and you come down here, you think it's affordable.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to get
traffic. Or LA.
Yeah,
right?
Or LA. It's like
less traffic and cheaper.
Yeah,
hey, it's not so bad.
Yeah, it could be worse. So
you come from Milwaukee, it's going to be a shell shocker, right?
it's challenging. But yeah, I think the variable is interest rates next year.
Yeah.
They have to go up. It can't go down. So.
Yeah, and then the question is, will that cause the real estate market to sort of compress itself?
Yeah, I think, you know, Chapman economists are projecting a slight dip for housing prices, maybe 3%, 4% next year. So that's on the expectation of like 2 rate hikes.
Yeah. I still think you're back to supply and demand, right? I mean, you still have very low vacancy on the apartment side, very low vacancy on the residential inventory, very low vacancy on the industrial, and you still, interest rates aside, you still have a supply and demand issue.
It's, the big home builders here, they'd be happy to build more if they had the entitlements. It just goes back to the government and California and regulation, and there's the housing. The state has their mandates for improving the housing base. Does that eventually end up with more homes, more apartments, in the Great Park or in the Irvine Ranch? That's going to be an area we have to watch a lot in the next year.
Yeah, and I think you're seeing a lot of properties either get torn down and repositioned, which we've talked about before for highest and best use.
Oh, yeah. It's near the airport. We did a story about 2 weeks ago. There was 15 million square feet of industrial buildings in a few miles within the airport as of 10 years ago. It's down to 9.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And the question is, what did it go to? Yeah. And I think there's, if you rewind, there's been spurts where it went from industrial to creative office, right? Yeah. Or industrial to medical. And now it's apartments, right?
Or it's going to industrial again.
Now it's back to industrial, right?
And it's, so build something for Amazon. They need more space.
And they'll pay the freight, and so I do it, right?
Yeah.
So I guess you go with the wind and you go where the demand is. you know, and nobody's got a crystal ball, but in terms of going forward, what are you hearing from people that you're talking to in the various different segments of the market, whether it's the home builders or the developers? Is it go, go, go? Do I continue to go forward with my projects, or are people still cautious?
There's cautious because you just never know what the next big thing is going to happen. You know, what if there's always something going on? You know, no one would project COVID. So home builders, though, they're going under the expectation that it's not going to stop anytime soon.
I think the same on the apartment side, too.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's, you don't see anyone not... prices being paid for apartments are
through the roof.
Through the roof. And for new product, even older product, it's not something that seems sustainable, but you never know. If you own a high-rise office, maybe you have some issues. That's probably the one.
I don't think you're going to see high-rise office get built for new stuff in the short term.
No.
But I do think that you'll see the apartment side, and I do think that you'll see this sort of multi-purpose or specialized buildings continue to
creative go. Office. Yeah. It's still going to be a draw where you can attract the younger employees and creative employees and not have to worry about elevators, not have to worry about cramped spaces. But we're seeing that already now. Retail, I don't see many shopping centers being built anytime soon.
No, and we're seeing some of them get repositioned. Yeah. In the same capacity.
Yeah, to get turned, maybe knock those down, put some apartments there.
Yeah.
The older legacy malls, I think those is a relic other than, the few high-end ones here. Retail, it's, restaurants, ghost kitchens, rather than restaurants maybe. It's just different iterations of things are coming along. Class B offices, older buildings, I could see them getting, knocked down for industrial again, for warehouses.
Yeah, and I think those will hopefully come back as the office market comes back. Yeah. But with the, with the stretch out of the COVID, you still have people working from home.
Yeah.
And, but it doesn't seem to slow down the growth of the businesses. It might not be the most dynamic environment for people to sit on their couch in their pajamas.
Yeah, you wonder about the collaboration.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's just, that's just the truth. People can say I'm as productive working at home as I was in the office. That's probably just not true.
I think that varies person to person. Yeah. I think it varies industry.
You can work hard. You can work longer hours, but if you don't have the interaction with other people,
I tend to agree.
Yeah.
Supply chain.
Yeah.
Is it do you see that dissipating? Are you hearing it from people? I know on the real estate side, I mean, everybody's living it. Just getting a bag of grass seed or some wood to build a fence, really a challenge.
Yeah, next year, I expect it to be a challenge throughout the course of next year. It's a matter of getting more people back into the workforce. I think ultimately, it's beating down COVID that encourages people to come back to work. That'll get the plants, manufacturing more, and just the whole cycle will be improved. But immediately, I think if you live along the coast, you'll see those ships piled up for a while.
Yeah, and they're still out there, and they're holding everybody's stuff up. So, and what about Sacramento? What about Washington, D.C.? I don't want to get too political, although we could. We'd probably attract some new listeners and viewers. The government does play a role in what's going on, right? So here we sit, real time. Governor just announced yesterday, tomorrow starts an indoor mask mandate statewide. Mm-hmm. 9 states have done it and jumped on board. You have a spending bill that's been held up in Washington. And do you see those kinds of things impacting what happens here in Orange County, or are we a little bit of a bubble in our own world?
I think we just kind of learned to ignore it. It's like you expect state to do things that don't necessarily make sense, or they'll throw more obstacles at us, and it's just the business's job to kind of just work with it. I don't think it's going to drive out business. I mean, any company that leaves town, they'll use that as an excuse.
There are certain industries that should not be here, that it really is more cost effective, whether it's from a labor standpoint or whether it's from a just a cost of doing business or taxes, there's better places to do business. But you're back to that same issue, which is if I want to live in Orange County and I want my business close, I guess I got to be here.
Yeah, it's cost of doing business. It's you know, there's other costs. So it's never going to get cheap here. So I think you just have to figure out a way to work with it.
I don't want to paraphrase. We're probably going to just suck it up and make do with what you got, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's sort of how it goes.
Yeah.
And so do you see the job growth in 2022? I mean, you mentioned you think that unemployment will go down.
Yeah.
And do you see that continuing?
I do. I see there's so many technology companies expanding right now. Every week we're writing about someone that we hadn't really heard of 2 or 3 years ago. 200 people, 300 people, 400 people. Yeah, we have a 29-year-old man. He runs Anduril Industries. No one heard of him 3 years ago. They're worth $5 billion today. They're moving into a new office campus, 600,000 square feet. They're going to be hiring 1,000 people here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It came out of
and where do those people come from? Either they're going to hire them from out of the area, or they're going to poach them from other industries.
Yeah, and he says, I set up here because people don't want to work in Silicon Valley. They'd rather work here. I want people that want to live in Southern California.
Yeah.
It's a great story, and it resonates, and there's more of those out there. So,
and is there an industry or industries that you're seeing more and more? Obviously, the tech is certainly one of them, but what about healthcare, medical devices?
Now, Orange County is just a medical device hub for the world. Edwards Life Science, one of our biggest companies, they're expanding. They're adding hundreds of people here locally. There's companies that do business with Edwards. There's Masimo. They make home monitoring devices that were used during COVID. They've been doing great. There's the eye industry here is second to none in terms of new technologies.
Or Glidewell with the dental.
Glidewell dental. There's so many. Just any kind of products there. If you look into it, it's probably made here or the basis here.
And to me, it seems like if you go back a little bit to the aerospace industry, the aerospace industry was so big, and all of the companies that were doing business with those big companies, whether it's Boeing or Lockheed or what have you, they all needed to be close to them, so they would locate here. And I think you have the same thing going on with some of these smaller suppliers.
You're seeing that. You're seeing the hubs here, these kind of medical devices. You're seeing chip makers. You're seeing electric vehicle companies. I never heard of this until 6 months ago. Electric flying passenger taxis are going to be built here in Orange County. There's many companies.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly. It's like right up Blade Runner. These
sounds like a ride at Disneyland.
It's like you don't want to get in a car in a taxi and take a 2-hour ride to LAX. Flying taxi,
hovercraft. Right?
Hovercraft will come pick you up and take you there in 20 minutes.
Sign me up.
Give us like 5 years. You'll start seeing them here.
And that's all good stuff. I mean, you don't see, hey, I'm making coal or I'm making, old time type of manufacturing. I think that's the difference when you look around the country and you go to other markets and other cities. They don't have the vibrance, I think, that we have here in Southern California.
There's back office. The mortgage industry has long been a home here, and they'll continue in one way or the other. And there's jobs like that. But I'm always just amazed by these new businesses and the concepts that are emerging here, that drug makers and aesthetics companies, and there's not a shortage of companies for us to cover.
And do you find that there's a migration from LA and from Inland Empire to Orange County for different reasons, or is it really just companies that start out here and then all of a sudden they get big and they go, hey, now we're going to grow?
I think that's next year. Let's keep an eye on that, because when people start returning to the office, do they want to return to the office in LA, or do they want to come into?
We've had people on with the short-term rental business saying, hey, the majority, at least during COVID, of their businesses, people just want to get out of LA for the weekend, right? Because they don't want to deal with it.
Those expensive homes on the coast, they're getting bought by people in LA that
for a second home,
or to move. Maybe they put their next company here. So I don't think we have to worry about losing business to LA.
Yeah, and I think that while Orange County is land constrained, there is no question. There is still, like you say, opportunity for growth here. There is still the dynamics of the labor force, the workforce. And I think if we dovetail that back into our theme of commercial real estate, I think that's just going to hold the markets together as we move forward.
It always rebounds. It's, Orange County, it's just a home to commercial real estate. It's every you walk down the street in Newport Beach and every third person is in, we'll say, their real estate.
Well, look, anybody who bought a home a while ago and it's worth more, they're an expert in real estate. So there's a lot of experts out there.
And so sometimes, you know, they go to the extremes. They'll, you know, something bad happens. It's the worst thing that ever happened, or, you know, something changes and it's the best market ever. But so there's some wild swings here, but over the long term, the growth is always upward here. It's just, they're not building more land.
Yeah, no, I agree. So we've just got a minute left, I guess, for our viewers out there and for our listeners. What is maybe one thing that you would suggest to them to watch going forward that you think will have a major impact on one of the bigger impacts for 2022?
I think just, you know, clean energy, advances in that, new technology, that's, you know, new battery powered things for cars. It's going to make a lot of people a lot of money here in Orange County next year.
Do you think that's an industry to watch?
Absolutely.
And what about just the segments of the market? Is interest rates really kind of a big one?
It'll have an impact. I don't think it's going to, you know, I don't expect inflation to get out of control next year. I think, you
know, it's already out of control. I don't know how much worse it can get. But
perhaps you're right there. But I think it, hopefully next year things stabilize a little bit. And it's been a wild ride the last 2 years. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to a relatively stable year.
Let's hope. We'll keep our fingers crossed. But overall, I think you're kind of saying the same thing that our other guests have said, which is it's more green than it is red for Orange County, for sure. And you put one foot in front of the other and you do the best with the cards you got.
It's not a bad place to play poker here.
Yeah, that's true. Well, as always, I appreciate talking with you. And certainly we appreciate you having coming on the show and sharing your insights with Orange County and the business environment. Wish you continued success with the Business Journal and personally, and happy holidays.
You as well. Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, and so to our viewers out there, thanks again for tuning in. To our listeners out there, thanks for listening and perking your ears up. I am Barry Sawitz, president of the Sawitz Company and Barry Sawitz Properties. And in my 30-plus years of doing this and being on both sides of the transaction, I have learned to try and navigate the ebbs and flows, and we appreciate Mark and the other experts we've had coming in for the entire year, giving us some their insights, and hopefully pass it along to our listeners and viewers out there. And so we wish everyone out there an early happy holidays. To our producer, Sophia, and to everyone here at OC Talk Radio, thank you for what you do. I am Barry Sawitz. We will see you next week. Let's talk real estate.
Well, there you have it. You've been listening to Let's Talk Real Estate, your weekly BS with Barry Sawitz about the current state of the real commercial real estate market right here in Southern California. On Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studio here at the University of California Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.